Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third week of Advent, Wednesday. And here he is, Clint Eastwood. He's appeared in our list. The outlaw Josie Wales.
I think Clint Eastwood has made quite a number of Christ figure westerns over the decades. He made High Plains Drifter. He made Bronco Billy. Later he made Pale Rider. And I think the best of them all for me in this theme is The Outlaw Josie Wales. Comes from 1976, so it's a while ago. Just before commenting on the gospel, but on the film itself, if anybody's going to watch it, the first 3 minutes are very, very striking. It's after the Civil War, and Josie Wales is out ploughing his fields, and he relates very well to his young son, who goes back to the house, and then there's the sound of riders, then the house is burnt, his wife and child are killed. And it shifts then to his burying them, and as he bends over the grave, the wooden cross that he's formed for the grave falls on his shoulders, and he quotes, "The Lord gives, the Lord he takes away, ashes to ashes, dust to dust." Now that's in the first 3 minutes, and I remember at the time a whole lot of people not even noticing the religious symbolism in that.
And that's quite clearly carry your cross, isn't it?
It is quite clear and it's quite visual there. But it alerted me in those days that we need to see the Christ figures who are there.
I get to liking someone, they ain't around long.
I notice when you get to disliking someone, they ain't around for long either.
We got the Josie Wales, Abe. We got reward money coming.
You're wanted, Wales.
You a bounty hunter?
Man, he's got to do something for a living these days.
Dying ain't much of a living, boy.
In this gospel that we have today, when the people come to ask from John the Baptist about Jesus, you know, are you the one who is to come? And he says all the things that he does about people cured of diseases, of evil spirits, sight to many who are blind, those kinds of things. And what brought the outlaw Josie Wales to mind is that while Josie Wales goes on a revenge quest, the range of people that he meets on the way are a kind of the ragtag band of these poor of spirit people who need some kind of healing, who need some kind of support. A grandmother with her young grandchild, an old Indian who feels he's lost his edge, a young man who's rather simple, and they all follow Josie Wales. And so when people said, you know, do you think he's a Christ figure? You can able to point to this. Look at all the people that are following him and that he takes on his journey, so that ultimately he goes into a valley called Paradise. He exchanges words of life with an Indian chief. And so there is a whole religious symbolism that is there. And while Jesus is held up as the Jesus figure in today's gospel, a character like Josie Wales and some of the others from Clint Eastwood's westerns are very much Christ figures in that vein.